Now, today at midday, the funeral mass of the much-loved comedian and actor John Kenny takes place at Lochgar Bruff in County Limerick. John died on Friday at University Hospital Galway. He was 66. Theatre director Michael Scott worked closely with John, particularly for the last 10 years, on a series of John B. Keane productions, including The Matchmaker, and he joins us now en route to County Limerick for John's funeral. And condolences to you, Michael, on the death of your friend, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts today as you travel down now to Lochgar?
It's extraordinarily sad. I deliberately didn't go down yesterday to see John because I have memories of John that are my memories and I don't need to see the dead John. He's always alive for me no matter what's happening. And it's extraordinary that like his funeral is in Bruff beside the Honeyfitz Theatre, which basically was a laboratory for John and us to make new work. We premiered everything we did just there. We rehearsed it there. And it's going to be kind of very weird going back and know John. I mean, he was an extraordinary performer who was selfless. He demanded huge amounts of himself and of all the people he worked with. And with his talent, he could make an audience cry with laughter 1 minute and then cry with passion the next. He just was extraordinary on stage. He knew how to work an audience, how to understand material. And he was such a generous and wonderful, extraordinarily madman. And the risks he took in his life and the risks he took on stage will be remembered forever. His legend will be the memories of people who've seen him and knew him.
And Michael, he continued to perform until a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, he did a show with us in Muckross House in September, celebrating 60 years of Muckross House. And partly it was a storytelling show. A lot of his personal stories and his poetry. He did it with Norma Sheehan. And the two of them had a wonderful evening. And then John eventually just burst into these stories of his life. And it was like magic listening to him. He just created magic, the audience drinking up every moment of it. I mean, he was also an extraordinary family man. I mean, he'd have his keys in his pocket at the interval, and the minute the show was finished, he was out the door, back home to Marge and the kids, if they were there. He was an extraordinary person. I could tell when we had him working with us in September, he wasn't completely back to, you know, fighting fit. And I said to him, look, I don't need to do The Matchmaker for quite a while. We've had it on for so long. It always needs a good rest. A couple of years is always good. You tell me when you're ready to do a show. Yeah. But I didn't expect it to him. I expected not to hear from him for maybe 6 months to a year, but not that I would be hearing or going to his funeral.
Well, Michael, let's end today with John doing what he loved to do, and that, of course, was performing. Here's John first and Pat Short in a Dunbelievable sketch playing two men at the back of the church.
Tell me, what time are you hoping to be up at?
Oh, well, I said for the dinner on for 12:30.
Lovely. So we're having soup, then we're having roast spuds, by spuds, engine spuds, old spuds, no spuds, mashed spuds. We're having roast beef, jelly and ice cream, sweet cake. No tea, no wash up, straight out the door. I say we'll be at the match at about 5:00.
Lovely.
Yourselves? Harry, we said we'd have a clear run of the day, so we did dinner this morning at 8:30.
And finally, here's John again as a GA manager in Dunbelievable sketch, addressing a hurling team before a match.
I know the fellas down there, and they're looking up here at me, and I know what they're thinking. I know what they're thinking. I know what they're thinking. What they're saying, what Timmy Ryan? What Timmy Ryan? Timmy Ryan is too hard on us. Well, I tell you something, lads, I'm not. You know all about it next year when you're playing under 14, right? So they help you to be a lad. Go out there today with a bit of fight, a bit of spirit, lads. Go out there today with a bit of pride of wearing the blue and green of Glengooley on your back, lads. Take it, lads. Go out there today, lads, and wear off them. Don't be afraid to break hull, lads. There's plenty on the sideline, right? Let every blow be a funeral. I don't want to see you coming back in here with dirty jerseys. I want to see you coming back in here with bloodstained jerseys, lads. And go out there today, lads, and enjoy yourselves, right?
The great John Kenny, or Yeshde Goreva Anam.